Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Got the tickets right here. We'll be giving them away pretty soon. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth. The Capitol Theater, June 28th. Floor seating. I got it all right here. Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right. After the 8 o'clock news, CJ's brother, Jeremy, is going to be calling in. He's on his way to Morgantown. They're going to be escorting the body back to Belmont County, to Toothman Funeral Home across street from the Cumberland Trail Fire Department, a great fire department, by the way. Lovely, lovely people there. And Toothman is also great as well. We've used their services a number of different times, and Toothman has always been really very, very nice people, very good people, very, very good people. So we've got all that coming up. George Thorogood tickets. Jeremy going to be calling in regarding the escorting the CJ back to Belmont County. But this thing... I never heard of the Middle Creek Garage. Have you? Never heard of it. Apparently, it's some kind of a towing service garage thing in Triadelphia. Triadelphia, of course, ground zero when it came to the horrible flash flooding. I mean, the tragedies, the heartbreak. Unbelievable. And again, I have no axe to grind with Middle Creek Garage. I never heard of them. I don't know anything about them. They may be wonderful people. They might not be wonderful people. I don't know. I don't know. But here's what I do know. That on Facebook, people were making very, very serious accusations. And I stress accusations. I don't know if this is true or not. But making very serious accusations that the Middle Creek Garage supposedly towed all these cars. Well, it's a towing service. I mean, you would expect that, you know, and they're all, you know, banged up and they're all, you know, terrible. But that they were charging people several hundred dollars in order to have the people get into their cars to get their possessions. So the way the story goes, and I stress, I don't know if this is a fact. I tried to confirm this. And you need to hear what happened with that. What people are saying on Facebook, and I mean a lot of people, regarding the Middle Creek Garage, is that, and I'm paraphrasing here, essentially, long story short, that they towed all of these vehicles, and now they're not letting the people get into their vehicles to get their possessions unless the people pay Middle Creek Garage for the privilege of getting into their own vehicles. People are very, very upset, at least on Facebook. So I reached out to one of these people who had been commenting, who actually, I think, first alerted me to this story. I'm not going to mention the person's name. But I reached out and I said, did Middle Creek Garage do this to you, or did you hear from others that they were charging people? Thank you. And then my contact information. And the person who I reached out to, lovely listener, a great fan, heard it was discussed at length at a recent town hall meeting. I have had a few people reach out to me in reference to Middle Creek Garage stating that they are having this happen to them currently. If I can get names and if they're brave enough to come on your show, I'll get them. Okay, fine. And my brother's sis-in-law car was towed without her knowing, and when she went to Mill Creek Garage to retrieve her license plate, she was told she had to pay $600 or give them the title. She said no to both and left without her plate. Well, I was furious. The Ohio Valley Above Ground page says Middle Creek Garage is charging people from the flood to get their cars back. What in the world is happening right now? 585 dislikes. And that was just one thing. And then my contact here says there were 201 comments, and then Middle Creek Garage turned off the comments on the Facebook page. And I thought to myself, wow. So what I did is I reached out on Facebook Messenger to Middle Creek Garage. Here we go. Middle Creek Garage. And I sent this yesterday. Let's see what time. 11:40 yesterday morning. Middle Creek Garage. Business chat. Got it right here. Business chat. And I here's what I wrote. Hi. We've been reading lots of comments regarding your vertical policy after the flood. I misspelled. Damn spell check. It should be vehicle policy. I wrote vertical policy. Gee, I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? I'm just an absolute idiot. Anyway, would you like to be our special guest on my talk show to give your side? And they responded, hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out. And after that, I thought to myself, you know, I'm trying to get their side. The accusations are outrageous. People are really, really pissed off. And I, you know, if this is true, I could not blame them. But I want to get the other side. There has to be another side. There has to be some sort of reasonable explanation, I would think. And as a journalist as well as a talk show host, you always want to get the other side, if you can. You know, you reach out to them and say, what's your side of the story here? Because again, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of this Middle Creek Garage and what it is allegedly doing to these poor victims. So I reach out to them. No response. Then this morning I thought to myself, well, let's just see how the comments are, you know, who's commenting and whatever. And I go and do a search, you know, Dimitri, Facebook, you know, I'm on Facebook and you can see the Facebook live stream of the show on my profile page as well as Big Willie 1055. And I put in Middle Creek Garage for the search. So I can get to the Facebook page. No longer exists for me. They blocked me. That's the only explanation that I can offer. They blocked me. I can't even see their Facebook page now. And all I did was, I was courteous, even though I said vertical when it should be vehicle. But they knew exactly what I was talking about. I mean, come on. So I'm trying to do everything right. I want to get their side. To at least, you know, give it balance, make it fair, give it balance, whatever. You know, journalism 101. Not only do they not respond, now they block me. And I'm not even accusing them of anything. I don't have a vehicle there. I don't have a dog in this fight. Well, I guess I do now. So my contact tells me that they had, where is this? Okay. I think I mentioned this just a few minutes ago. They had 201 comments and then Middle Creek Garage turned off the comments. I asked my friend to come on the air, but my friend could not because work considerations. So, okay, fine. If you by any chance took any screenshots of these comments of these people regarding Middle Creek Garage, I would very much like to see them, to share them with my listeners. And again, I do want the other side. But when the other side does not respond to a perfectly reasonable request, and I know they got the message from me because they acknowledged it. They said, yeah, we got the message. And then they block me from even seeing their Facebook page? What does that tell you about Middle Creek Garage? You're going to have to draw your own conclusions. But here's one guy who actually wants to hear their side. Because there may be a reasonable explanation. Maybe insurance company policies, maybe something else. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I don't know that business. I don't know the towing business. Maybe you do. Maybe you work for Middle Creek Garage. Maybe you worked for Middle Creek Garage. Maybe you're a victim of Middle Creek Garage. give me a call. My studio line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I want to talk with you if you are one of the victims, the alleged victims of Middle Creek Garage. And ideally, I want to speak with somebody from Middle Creek Garage to find out what the hell's going on. Why wouldn't you respond? Why are you blocking me? All I'm trying to do is get your side. You may have a reasonable explanation for all of this. When there are 200 people who are making comments about Middle Creek Garage, and presumably not many of them good, and then you stop the comments and you block me, what are we supposed to conclude? Middle Creek Garage, what are we supposed to conclude? Again, Middle Creek Garage, if you work there, if you're an owner, give me a call, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you are a victim of Middle Creek Garage, an alleged victim, I guess is the better way of, actually the right way of saying it, an alleged victim of Middle Creek Garage, give me a call. What was your experience? If they're turning off, if they've turned off the comments, and I'm assuming they have turned them off because my source is very good, and of course they blocked me, so they've turned off everything with me. The one guy who's reaching out to them to get their side, think about that. People complain about the media all the time, and with good reason. They complain about me all the time, without any good reason. But I'm the one reaching out to Middle Creek Garage in Tridelphia, saying, I actually want to hear your side. You may have a good explanation other than being, you know, this, you know, something other than greed. Something other than, well, I'm going to screw them over now because we got their vehicles. I cannot believe that's their attitude. I really can't. But could you blame anyone for thinking that is their attitude, considering they don't respond, and now they blocked me where I can't even see their Facebook page? And they've cut off all the comments. 200. Do you know how hard it is to get 200 comments on anything? Unless you're giving away free beer. I mean, if I did on Big Willie 105.5, hey, free beer Friday, yeah, I'll come to Rock Hill and whatever, we'd get 200 comments. It'd be very easy, I would think. It would never happen, of course, because Mr. Deep Pockets would never pay for even a can of beer, because that's just the way he rolls. But I'm the one guy who actually wants to get their side, Middle Creek Garage. Now, in this next hour, we got a news break coming up here. I'll be talking with Jeremy Cartman, who is the brother of CJ, and you'll learn all about CJ from Jeremy. Jeremy and some others are on their way to Morgantown to escort the body back to Belmont County, Toothman Funeral Home, right across the street from Cumberland Trail Fire Department. And Jeremy, I asked Jeremy, do you want to talk about this? Amanda reached out to me, Amanda Wallace, who is a lovely human being, by the way. If you know Amanda Wallace, please tell her Dimitri said, hey, she is a lovely, lovely human being. And so I reached out to Jeremy and I said, look, do you want to come on and actually talk about this? Tell the listeners about your beloved brother. Terrible tragedy, and this incredible thing that they are doing to escort him back from Morgantown to Belmont County. And Jeremy said, yeah, I'll pull over. I guess there's a motorcycle thing. And I will talk with you and our listener and the listeners here at Big Willie 105.5. And so I'm going to reach out to him during the newscast, 8 o'clock, and we'll talk for a few. I'll pretty much listen to what he has to say, and you'll get to hear everything. And then, again, if you know anyone who is a victim or alleged victim of Middle Creek Garage, by all means, give them my phone number. I actually want to hear from them. And ideally, I want to hear from Middle Creek Garage. I want to get your side. But you sure are acting as if you're guilty as hell. I'm not saying that you are, because I don't know. But man, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, you know, pass the orange sauce. Download the River Network app. then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. We also got George Thorogood tickets, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, the Capitol Theater, June 28th, floor seating. Now, that does not mean you're going to be sitting on the floor, but the seats will be at floor level. You actually get seats. These are actually great seats, come to think of it. They're actually wonderful, wonderful seats. We're going to give them away, 10th caller, in the next hour. We've got the tickets right here, and they're going to be for you. So all of that is coming up. Dimitri live and dangerously local.